Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Couple people hit me up and they said, man, can't wait till you and Bell talk about this tomorrow, which was yesterday. And it is Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts getting ready, catching balls from our quarterback. And our quarterback, Michael Penix, said, the whole gang's out here. Now, this is workout music for you guys who may not be aware.
Or it's a comeback montage. I can see him, you know, hitting the gym. Running on the beach. That's Pitts right. Is coming back bigger and better than ever in a montage.
Exactly right. Mike, so it shows Michael Penix's video. Had about, I don't know how many likes it has now, all right? And I'm not crazy on likes, whatever. 3,600 on Instagram. It's probably a lot more because, again, Falcon fans get aware and they go, look, he's out there with Penix. This is great.
He's working and a training and working real hard. 25's a make or break year for the star.
That's exactly what this music sounds like.
In a montage.
So, I just said to Day-Day, our executive producer, for me, all this was is like Pitts being thrown a ball, and to Mike's point, like a snapshot. He catches it. And then that's it. We didn't see him running crisp routes. We didn't see him working DBs over, Mike. It's like he gets thrown a ball, and he smiles. But and quick, he catches it.
You got quick editing. Whoever did this, man. Very, very sharp editing process. Look, there's Drake London. Whoop, there's Pitts.
That's whoop. It. That's
he's
it.
Catching and he's working and he's running real hard. Telling all the critics, shut up. I'm a star.
That's right. That's what this sounds like.
I'm Kyle Pitts.
So, after a dynamic rookie season, highest rated tight end ever, battled through some tough times, you guys know, largely was a non-factor last season. So, look, we're making fun. But do we give him some credit for at least being out there with Michael Penix? I mean, I guess. But, Mike, am I supposed to be hyped about this video? Am I supposed to be super excited about this?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, he's out there. And, look, all we can ask is Pitts does the job. I think we've seen from all the free agents, or not free agents, guys getting their options picked up and contract extensions last week, that all of a sudden, man, our skill position department is going to take up a big chunk of salary cap. So, I hope Pitts balls out. I'm kind of more looking forward to the compensatory pick we're going to get when he signs with somebody else, because I have a hard time figuring out how we're going to keep him, sign Drake, and sign Bijan to the contracts they're going to earn, right?
47 balls, 74 targets last season, 602 yards. So, again, those numbers are okay, but we should be talking about 800 to 1,000 yards easily with Kyle Pitts each and every year. But at the end of the day, Mike, he was playing less than 50% of the offensive snaps last year down the stretch. Remember, that was the other thing. It's not just he wasn't catching the ball as much as we wanted. he wasn't playing as much as we thought he might be at the end of the season. You like this music?
I may have had a foot injury. Don't you worry, because I'm coming back stronger than ever.
That's right.
In a hurry.
In a hurry. 404-726-0929. You seen this video?
I'm back.
You seen this video? What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you think, man? Day-Day, what do you think of this hype video?
So I was telling Carl, like you said, we talked about it.
Not the actual soundtrack, but
I mean, the only thing, like you guys said, like there was no clips of him actually running a route. Like, only takeaway for me was, oh, he's hanging out with Penix and
this
Drake
London. This is so 80s. I'm sorry. This is just so 80s.
So flash dance,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. I saw it. You guys wanted us to talk about it. Here we are. What does it mean? What does it equate to when camp rolls around this week? I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea.
As we said, you know, the best case scenario, oh, please kill this music I'm having. All I can think in the background is Jane Fonda in leg warmers and people doing aerobics in the background. That's what I got in my mind this whole time. But no, it's a great job, Warren. No, it's just, if he balls out, great. But as I said, don't you think there's a pecking order now for who's going to get paid on this team? And that Pitts is below Bijan and below Drake as far as the contract. Because if he balls out this year, you know, you could franchise tag him. They may just say, hey, you know, go, here's, you know, mazel tov and go make a deal somewhere else. And as I said, you get a compensatory pick. I mean, how do you think they look at him? I mean, is he even in their future? Or is the die cast with all the things we've heard from the coach and from the general manager and from his offensive coordinator about, you know, that nonsense, hope we're seeing the best Pitts he can be, which is always code for do the work, man.
Yeah, I just watched the video again. I'm not impressed.
So,
I mean, look, I love that Michael Penix has got his guys out there. That matters. Okay?
And he's hanging with the quarterback.
Correct. That does matter. And you're talking about chemistry and all this stuff that we always complain about. But the idea, like, I'm supposed to get hype about this video, and D-Led, stop it. D-Orlando Ledbetter, stop it. We're going to see you on Thursday. Looks like Kyle's ready for training camp. No, he's not.
Well, I heard he had that foot issue. They couldn't trade him if they wanted to.
Come on. I mean, he ran some routes against air. You guys are tripping.
We were kind of getting a little confused by the Falcons discussing or not discussing what specific injury he had when he missed the mandatory minicamp.
Concerning.
Other than we got from guys like Mark Raimondi and eventually from D-Led that it was kind of a foot strain.
Yeah, it was concerning. All right, you guys can let us know what you think, man. Got to mention this and talk about it because it's as dominant as we've seen since a guy named Tiger. It's that simple. Scottie Scheffler wins the Open Championship. Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And, Mike, I always want drama in these tournaments. There was none.
The only excitement was at number 8 or 9 where he's in this bunker, and he can't get the – we've all been there. He's got the ball, comes back. He just misses clearing the bunker, and it comes back, and he takes the double bogey. But that's about it. And even then, you just – no disrespect to the other guys out there, but you didn't really feel anybody was going to make that charge. You know, a couple of the Georgia players, you know, Georgia golf alum, certainly were in the mix. I thought one of the great comebacks was Bryson DeChambeau from looking like – a lot of guys would have quit, if we're honest. They would have mailed it in round two. But he battled back and actually got in the top five, which I thought was great. But you're right. Scheffler is just in the zone. And the conditions, we were all told that the rain was going to come, the winds and the bad weather that was supposed to happen on Sunday just never materialized, and he made the most of it.
Scottie Scheffler, 9 titles, 2 green, his second green jacket, won the Players' Championship, had Olympic gold. That was 2024. This year, fast forward, and now all of a sudden, Mike, he picks up his 4th major. And again, the way he's doing this, he's just beating the field up. And I said to Mike today, he went into Rory's backyard and beat the snot out of him. Like, everybody there wanted Rory to win. They were hoping that he could do something and drop some putts. He couldn't do that. But as far as his ascension to golf's number one and you know where he ranks, all that stuff, the cool thing for me is he's 29 years old, and everybody's talking about Tiger. Let me tell you how dominant Tiger was. Tiger had his 4th major 5 years earlier than what we're watching Scottie Scheffler.
But hold on now. 4th major title took 1,197 days, which is the exact same duration as it took Tiger Woods.
He's 5 years younger.
But I'm saying, yeah, he might have been Tiger was a phenom, and we know what happened. Remember, Tiger also wins the Masters in 97, decides, oh, I'm going to redevelop my swing. And all that came with that. Remember, people thought he was crazy. Tiger says, I'll be even better once I redevelop my swing. So, I mean, everyone gets there in their own way. I'm just saying, if you go from calendar days, it is kind of interesting that Tiger and Scottie are on the same number.
If he keeps this pace... and again, it's hard. We don't know what happens. We don't know how things shake out. But if he keeps this pace, he'll have 12 majors by the time he's 38. That's what they're talking about right now. because you're not going to win them all.
Right.
So even with that, he's still not with the 15 or 18 majors of Jack and Tiger, but he's in elite company right
remember,
now.
Remember, but you know, you got to see how does it happen. Is, you know, you got to obviously combat injury. Look what happened to Rory. Remember, Rory got off like a house of fire. Yep. Then he went like a decade without winning another major until he and even nearly blew the Masters. And with Rory, there's always one round. You and I were talking about it. I think for you and me, it was Thursday. It wasn't that he was terrible. He just didn't take advantage of the holes that were those par fives. Rory just missed. He should be, you know, in a position for an eagle on every one of those par fives the way he plays. And that just didn't happen. So there's the difference between Rory getting up there and being on the same plane with Scotty in this tournament.
Let's hear Scotty Scheffler, the par on 18 that wins it.
And Scotty Scheffler has his Open Championship and the third leg of golf's Grand Slam.
Yeah, and by the way, he was so nonchalant. That was the other thing, right? I mean, he made this look really easy. Here's what he said about executing shots. To Mike's point, no pressure put on him, even with the guy he was playing with.
Yeah, Ha-Tong Lee fell apart early.
I had no expectation that Lee was going to make a couple of shots and be like, oh, here he comes. It didn't happen. Here's Scotty Scheffler.
Good experience. You know, winning major championships is always really difficult, and I knew today was going to be another challenging day, and I just did my best to go out there and try and execute shots. And, you know, fortunately today I got to a better start than I did at the PGA and was able to give myself some space and kind of hold on to that lead for most of the day.
He does not blow 54 hole leads, and the other guy we were just talking about didn't do it either. Won 10 straight tournaments now, Mike, where he has had the 54-hole lead. And that was what the situation was going into Sunday.
And by the way, I said top five. It was top 10 for Bryson DeChambeau. He finished at 10th, tied for 10th. Rory finished tied for 7th. But as you said, and McIntyre, he kind of wilted away. We talked to, you know, Matt Fitzpatrick had some moments. He'd won a U.S. Open. But, yeah, it was Scheffler's show.
A bunch of guys at 10 under right there, right? I mean, everybody seemed bunched up, but nobody could make the run that they needed. And that was the only mistake that you're talking about out of the bunker
number
that
eight.
He made.
Right, number eight, and then that's it. And then the British press, because the British press is tabloid press for the most part, what's he supposed to like? He's just not that personality. He's not going to sit there and spin plates and, you know, sit there and go, whoa, and spike the trophy. You said it on Friday. He's faith is a big part of his life. He talked about the big picture. He talked about, you know, golf is just a part of his life. And maybe that's not what the Brits want to hear, but he put it out there. I respect that.
Look, I think Scotty's grounded. This is why he has a chance. I mean, the age is the age, but look, as we know, you can play your 50. So if that's the case on tour, if I told you he's got, you know, in his prime, 10 more years of this, look out. Because he's grounded. He is right where he wants to be, and he doesn't have, Mike, any distractions, at least that we know about.
You know, you look at, like, I'm not trying to cherry pick, but a guy like Brooks Koepka. Koepka went to LIV Golf, and some guys like John Rahm. Media is up their butt and is messing with their heads. Brooks Koepka's also had some injuries.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser
beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
series. He was didn't even make the cut. But that's another guy. For a minute there, he's on pace. Wow, Brooks Koepka's going to have 12 mate. Nope. Now all of a sudden he can't find his game, right? Yeah. And John Rahm, I mean, he's battled back and he's always on the leaderboard, but you're wondering if he's ever going to get back to, you know, major winning form.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, because here's the deal. We all said, is somebody going to grab golf like this, like the other guy just did?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.